Greetings. This is Dwayne Lynn, and I am the primary narrator here at the Puritan Reformed Church of America. And I just wanted to take a moment to address the unbelievable events that have taken place in the United States in the past few days. On the 26th of June, 2015, the United States Supreme Court made it the law of the land to nationalize gay marriage. We in the United States, the citizens, were not consulted on this. Our voices were not heard. And a Supreme Court decision of 5-4 made it the law of the land. We here at Puritan Reformed Church of America strictly and completely and utterly reject the decision made by the Supreme Court, as it goes against the law of God, as established in Leviticus chapter 20, specifically. I'm not going to really go out there and read it at this time, but I strongly encourage each and every person who hears this message in the United States, stand up. The time for silence is over. Since 1973, we in the church have allowed the United States to murder nearly 60 million babies. Now we stand on the precipice of utter and complete depravity. Do you people understand that this will bring the wrath of God upon this country? We must not only pray, but we must fight. Don't get me wrong, I am not condoning gun violence. I am not condoning the taking up of arms. I'm not a civil magistrate, and I don't have the authority to do that. But there are other ways to fight. Specifically, speak up in your churches. Talk about this thing. Don't let your pastors who are under 501c3 stop this from being discussed amongst the congregations, because we must stand and make a voice once and for all to put an end to the disaster which is the United States government. Now, without going too deep into a history lesson, I'll just say that for any of those who wish to be informed about how this country in the United States was actually formed, I strongly suggest going back and reading books from the Puritan era, the 17th centuries. 17th century and the late 16th century, from 1620 with Bradford's book, The Mayflower, all the way up to the last writings of Jonathan Edwards, and to study the history from that time, and you will see that the government was very Christian in every way, shape, and form. I'm sure my partner, Tom Sullivan here, who is also a narrator here, and his family stand behind what I'm saying. I believe he will take the same position as I do, as I'm sure most people who claim the name of Christ. We never love at the expense of God's righteousness, his justice, and his holiness. We must stand and fight this. Pressure your congressmen, people. Pressure your elected leadership, your magistrates. Tell them that you will not stand for this. I will do the same here in Wisconsin, and I recommend that those of you outside of Wisconsin, wherever you live, that you open your mouth and get off the fence, because this is the time of the separation of the goats and the sheep. If you stand with them, you will be considered a goat. If you stand with Christ, you will be considered a sheep. Remember, people, being silent and sitting on the fence is just as bad as casting a vote towards the godless. Anyway, I thank you for taking the time to listen. May the Lord continue to bless and preserve you all as we here at Puritan Reformed Church of America continue to bring you the finest in Puritan Reformed books that were supposedly lost and now we're bringing back into the forefront of people's consciousness. I hope that you take the time to listen to all the books that we're reading here. Tom and myself, we have lives and we have jobs. We don't get paid for this. We do this out of our necessity to please God and to follow the command to preach the gospel everywhere. Anyway, I thank you for listening and good day.